Music has been part of my life from the very start, and I wouldn't have it any other way. Hi there, my name is Anna Simakova, a Slavic music artist based in Amsterdam. My parents are both musical, so classical piano, singing, jamming were just part of growing up. One thing we always did was make CD mixtapes for road trips. That's what's really made my curiosity for searching, listening, and archiving music. To me, music is self-expression. Different moods, different sides of myself that I choose to reveal at a specific moment. It's very personal. With the Sound of Hope mix, I wanted to give a sound to what hope means to me. Simplicity, clarity, and energy. My actual DJ journey started in Rotterdam back in 2022, where together with my friends, I formed my first DJ collective. It was a fun time for experimenting, learning, and throwing some events. Moving to Amsterdam opened up a bigger playground, and I've since been experimenting with my sound. So yeah, Amsterdam has really inspired me creatively. This is my Sound of Hope, and I hope it becomes yours too. Yours truly, Sima K.
Thank you. This is a sound of hope, the monthly alarm siren, but different. What did we just hear?
The sound of hope.
Damn right. Amazing. Yes. So, welcome. I'm Kathy Leung from Bram Radio. From now on, we're turning the monthly warning sirens into a message of optimism for our city of Amsterdam, a sound of hope. So, let's meet some of the team behind the sound of hope. Julia.
Hello, I'm Julia. I'm part of Sunhouse, which is a sound production agency. At Sunhouse, we first of all believe in the power of sound. And what we do on a day-to-day basis is that we amplify any kind of idea with sound, music and voice. And we do that mainly for brands and film. So instead of thinking how should it look, we always think how should it sound. And this time we did it for something completely else. We did it for a city.
And Armando.
Hi, I'm Armando Potter. I'm the Executive Strategy Director of 72 & Sunny Amsterdam. It's an advertising agency here. One of the founding values of 72 & Sunny is optimism. And we also recently just did a big research project across Europe in optimism. So when we heard about this, we felt it was a good way to partner and spread the word.
And I'm Kathy from Bram Radio. We're an independent 24/7 online radio station for Amsterdam. We're broadcasting the alternative siren every month, together with Salto FM. That's Amsterdam's public access broadcaster. So thanks also to their team for getting behind this idea. So as of 12 o'clock on Monday, the 6th of July, our Sound of Hope collaboration has now officially launched and broadcast Amsterdam and beyond for the first time. So it's a collaboration between two local radio stations. More are welcome to join us from sound production house Sunhouse and 72 and Sunny Ad Agency. But we do invite other people to join this movement. So there are other ways for people to get involved in Sound of Hope. Keep listening to find out how. So together, we're now going to explore the concept of Sound of Hope, what it is, its origin story, why it's needed, and how others might like to contribute, as we're going to continue to share a Sound of Hope every month on the radio and online. So, Julia, tell us about the Sunhouse origin story of Sound of Hope.
So originally, 2 years ago, for 750 years of Amsterdam, 72 and Sunny created a pitch for Ad Night where you could pitch any idea in 72 seconds for the city. And I was like, okay, we're an upcoming sound studio in Amsterdam. We should do something with sound. So then, of course, came the idea of the sound of Amsterdam. But yeah, how do you create that? So overall, our first pitch was how does the city sound? It's more like a question instead of like, this is the sound. And then luckily we were able to collaborate and we won the pitch. So I started coming sometime to 72. And then we were like, okay, the sound of the city, sound of Amsterdam, is that actually the sound effects, like the sound of a tram, the sound of the canals, or do we work with composers? Do you highlight upcoming, the different sorts of genres in the city? And while brainstorming on that idea, it was on the first Monday of the month, all of a sudden, of course, at 12, the siren went off. And which was a bit upsetting. And then we were like, of course. The sirens in Amsterdam are the het luchtalarmsysteem. Which is such an original way of alarming the people from a sonic perspective. But also, it's still a bit frightening in times of when a lot of negativity is out there, that you subconsciously hear an alarming sound, which can subconsciously have an effect on you.
It can be triggering for people.
It can definitely be triggering for people. So then we were like, okay, we can do something. Let's give it a spin. Let's create something more in the optimistic way, which is one of the values of 72 and Sunny with that sound. So in the end, we sampled the siren and we gave those samples to the sound engineers at Sonhaus who could then freestyle with it. And out of that came the first draft of the Sound of Hope track. Then we briefed them, make it more uplifting. And in the end, as you heard, the Sound of Hope track now is the sample of the siren, but it's in a crescendo. It goes upwards. And it is equally at the same pace of the siren. So every time the Sound of Hope track plays, it symphonizes with the actual siren. And then lifts you up.
You've turned it into something positive. And I mean, we tested it last month, and it is kind of funny to hear the official siren and the new version together. And it's great that they work together as a kind of counter. Armando, can you remember how you felt when you the first time you heard it?
Yeah, the first time I heard it, I actually thought about the original siren first. And I remember hearing it like every first of the month or... And I remember it being annoying because it sounds like terror, right?
Yeah.
And so to hear that change, it's nice to like have that emotional change towards something more positive.
I mean, I've lived here now long enough, 15 years, and many people lived here all their lives and just been used to it. Meant some people will be newcomers and they have to be told, what on earth is this siren that's going on? But we have a new siren, so we're going to take it forward. We've heard about the power of sound and the thought that you've put into this when there was this project and this call out and what you can do as an agency. What about the power of optimism, Armando? That's very much something for 72 and Sunny that's close to your heart.
Yeah, as I mentioned earlier, optimism was the founding value of our agency. 20 plus years ago, our founders wanted to put optimism at the center of the agency in an advertising industry that was more about cynicism. And as time went on, and I started here at the Amsterdam office 6 years ago, I started to wonder, what does optimism actually mean to real people? We knew what it meant to our agency, but what does it mean to real people? And so we embarked on a research trip. We sent a team to Amsterdam, London, Paris, Madrid, Milan, Zurich, Hamburg, talking to real people about optimism. And one of my favorite findings that we found was that actually true optimists are happy little pessimists. They are neither perfectly optimistic or perfectly pessimistic. And in fact, you can't be optimistic all the time. If you are, that's when it turns into that toxic space. Another one of my favorite findings was a lot of people connected optimism to energy. And when you think about optimism as energy, they talked a lot about how if you didn't get sort of human basics down, the right amount of sleep, exercise, eating right, optimism was screwed. Like you needed to sort of build the fundamentals of what gives your body energy, because that was the energy that got turned into optimism.
I suppose what goes in comes out,
yep.
Sort of thing.
Yeah.
Cool. And then you went to all those cities, which is, you know, plenty in common with Amsterdam facing all sorts of issues. What do you think? How can we like translate the power of optimism into our kind of communities?
I think even just borrowing from that happy little pessimist learning is, I think there's a opportunity to educate on optimism and educate on what optimism really is. Because I think for a lot of people, if you think it's the version of sort of toxic positivity, they actually shy away from it. They say, I don't want to be an optimist. That doesn't feel right. And when you have a better understanding of what it is, it allows you to make behaviors that build in that way.
So we did a call out because you guys contacted me. I got an email from Julia saying, we have the sound and you wanted to share it. So how can we get people to hear it every month? And it was quite a long process, I suppose. And I think you did originally want it to be broadcast on the streets.
Yes. So the original idea was to, for 750 years of Amsterdam, have the Sound of Hope played on the actual luchtalarm system, also on the siren system in all of Amsterdam or all of the Netherlands, to uplift everybody and make them a bit more optimistic on a Monday. But we ended up pitching in front of the managing director of 750 Amsterdam, who loved the song, but then he gave us the Sound of Silence afterwards, but we are still reachable. And then afterwards we were like, okay, but the track is too good. We still want to do something with it. And we came up with the idea of building a network of radio stations. So we started pitching, and that's how we came in contact with you, Cathy, at Bram Radio.
Bram Radio, it's nice because we're a small independent radio station. It's the sort of thing we can act quite quickly on.
Yeah.
So our programming is fairly flexible. So I can say Monday, just the first Monday of the month. Yeah, we can do that.
Yes.
It can go, I'll move everything about, we can do it. And then the next step as well, I think, I really love that Salto's came on board.
Me too.
Because we're an English language station, we're for everyone, Bram Radio. Salto has also got lots of different languages, but they're the public access broadcaster for Amsterdam. So that actually, because they have an FM frequency, that means that the Sound of Hope will go on like car radios and things like that. And it's really literally doing sound waves. It's different from our internet radio station.
Definitely. And as you said, we're a growing network, so other radio stations are definitely still welcome to join the Sound of Hope program.
Yeah, we totally realize that people aren't these days sitting by waiting for broadcasts in a linear focus. They listen on demand to podcasts and things like that. So we developed it as a package also, because we don't just broadcast the sound itself, the alternative siren. We thought rather than just put that out there, that was kind of my thinking when I came into it. It's like, we can do more with it. We can add something. So that's where the community messages came in. Like, at the same time, just after the siren, don't leave people on their own hanging. Let's just put a message of hope from an Amsterdammer together with that. So a short message. In the pilot last month, we did from a really nice group called the Empathy Beweging, like the Empathy Movement, which is all different groups, community groups and nonprofits trying to encourage understanding so we get out of our bubbles and stuff like that. So all sorts of messages are welcome. We just want to open it up to Amsterdam, anyone who wants to share.
Yeah, everybody's welcome to join.
Yeah. How much confidence do you have, Armando, that people will embrace this Sound of Hope and want to be part of it?
We find a lot more optimists out there than pessimists. I think that the news wants to concentrate on the bad and concentrate on the pessimists, but I think that people are searching for that hope. They want that hope because it's the thing that sort of moves you forward to the next day.
Absolutely. So the challenge is there, listeners. Every month we hear the warning siren, but from now on it's different. Tune in for a sound that reminds us that hope can rise above fear. Bram Radio, together with Sonhouse, Salto, and 72 and Sunny, turn Amsterdam's sirens into the sound of hope. Join us. See more at broadcastamsterdam.nl/hope.